On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's been wild. They keep finding ways to win games. They keep finding ways to make it happen. 5-1 in one score games. Those are your Chicago Bears. Sammy P here. This is BetSweat's BetMGM Network. The Bears have a record of 7-3, and the Pittsburgh Steelers sitting there 6-4. This game is massive for both sides when it comes to the playoff picture. You know, with Chicago, I think people would look and say, well, you know, if they lose, is it the biggest deal in the world? They fall to 7-4. They're still in a prime spot for a playoff spot in the NFC. I would say it is a massive deal because I'm not sure how many games moving forward they're going to be favored to win. So if they don't win this one, it's not one of the three that they probably need to get into the postseason. Boy, it's going to get dicey moving forward because the schedule does get more challenging. You still got Detroit. You got San Francisco. You got Green Bay a couple of times. There are no easy ones. Not that this is ever easy, but it's a game at home, and you're favored by – it was a field goal, and that is now down to 2.5. The total is 45 and the hook. The biggest story in the game is something that we don't have an answer to right now on Friday morning. Is Aaron Rodgers going to play? Does it matter? Well, Rodgers against the Bears, 24-5 straight up. He has 64 passing touchdowns, 66 in total, 10 interceptions against the Bears. In the regular season, he wins 83% of the time against the Bears. I know some people are like, dude, wins is not a quarterback stat. And a lot of times I'm right there with you. Let me tell you, I've watched all 29 of these regular season games, Rodgers against the Bears. In this case, that's a quarterback stat. It's him beating the Bears again and again and again and finding ways. And he plays his best ball at Soldier Field. Sam, we mentioned 24 regular season wins against the Bears. Oh, that's a lot. But you know what? They play the Bears a lot. That's 6 more wins than he has against any other team. The Lions and Vikings are in the division too for a long time. And he has 18 wins against those teams, 24 against the Bears. So that's massive. I understand he is not the same Aaron Rodgers as he was in Green Bay. But Pittsburgh wants Rodgers to go. The Bears probably don't want Rodgers to go.
No.
Unless they want to slay that dragon. Good luck with that. Do you think it's a big deal? Or do you look at it and say, you know what? I mean, Rodgers just has not been very good this year. Rudolph was actually pretty efficient in relief last week. It's not a big deal, or is it a big deal?
I don't want to compare Michael Jordan to Aaron Rodgers. Let me preface what I'm about to say with that. But you knew, and you and I grew up in Chicago, you knew when Jordan went to the Garden in New York, something special was going to happen. You just knew. You knew he was going to score 40-plus, maybe 50-plus. Everybody would go home in awe of what they just saw, and odds were good the Knicks were going to lose. We lived it. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of similarities to when that quarterback goes into that building. There just are. We talked about this on Bear Bets too yesterday. The Conti cover zero play week 17. The Bears can say as much as they want. More of the fans. Oh, we don't care. We don't care about Aaron Rodgers. Lies. Lies. Don't lie. Don't be yes or be yes, sir. Please. Here's what's interesting. So he comes back to practice, and it's his left wrist, obviously. It's not his right wrist. Fractured his left wrist, but he doesn't need surgery. And there are levels to fractures. I mean, if this is a complete or compound fracture, he's not playing. If it's a little fracture, you could slap a brace on that thing, and he's going to play. You know he wants to play. And he's kind of downplaying it too, Rodgers.
Of course.
He's throwing a little shade there. But he knows he owns them. He knows he owns them. I just can't. I can't bet against that guy in that building because I covered it. I've seen it. I know it.
Mm-hmm. I know. I'm with you, man. You think he's playing? I think he's playing.
I think he's playing. My dad actually called me last night. My dad never calls me about sports things, at least about injuries. We'll talk sports.
Unless there's Serbia.
Unless it's Illinois basketball now. He calls me the other night and says, "Do you think Rodgers is playing?" I'm like, "I don't know. Why?" He goes, "Well, you know these kind of things." Said, "Well, I don't know this one because I have nobody close to Aaron Rodgers, and Aaron Rodgers isn't really close with anybody, so he's not gonna say a word. We're gonna find out when everybody else finds out."
Mm-hmm.
But my dad is thinking about it from a guy holding season tickets. Like, he wants to sell the tickets because he wants Rodgers to play, and he wants to get more money. Because if you're a season ticket holder, and my dad lives in Florida now, he's not going to the game. The price of the ticket, even though we're sitting here saying there's not a big drop-off between Rodgers and Rudolph, and yes, that's true. It's a big difference in ticket prices. If they rule Rodgers out and it's Mason Rudolph, that ticket just isn't as valuable anymore. But if it's Aaron Rodgers coming back to Chicago, you could sell that ticket for just a little bit more money. So even Dad's on the horn wondering about Rodgers going. I think he's going to go, but I have no intel on that.
Yeah, and there are a lot of, within driving distance, Rodgers fans. There are fanboys like Ryan Horvat. Shout out, Horvy. Great job this week. That would pay a lot of money to go see their guy, maybe for the last time, right? So I could see that. The injury report with all the Rodgers noise is getting underreported, I think, for the Chicago Bears. There are three starting offensive linemen that were limited yesterday. Are all of them going to go? Both tackles and the center, the three most important spots on the offensive line, all limited. And when you look at that defense, two starting linebackers are not practicing this week, Edwards and Edmonds. And then you've got Kyler Gordon. Maybe he returns. Tyreek Stevenson was limited as well. Jalen Johnson is still out. Whew. Could be a lot of injuries. Rodgers might be picking on the replacement linebackers that are going to be out there. So it's fascinating. And there's the Gertz factor. Gertz said yesterday in 10 toes down, Pittsburgh by two touchdowns, Bears under 23.5 team total, Watt sacks, and Gainwell touchdowns. You still on Pittsburgh?
I'm in. Yeah, what's done is done.
Okay.
I don't love that he's loading up the Nerf gun with extra bullets. I do not love that.
I will say this. If the room somehow comes Bears, the world might end this weekend. So, like, this might be our last show. I'm just putting that out there. You know that movie about the nukes that's out on Netflix right now? That might happen this weekend. If the room is on Bears and Gertz is on Steelers, could be the end of the world.
Hold on. Tell me more about the movie. Is this the movie that I told you about a couple weeks ago?
Yeah. Courage Under Fire.
Did you watch it yet?
I did.
No. Okay.
Well, that was in 96.
Wait a minute. Are we talking about the same movie?
We are. I just couldn't think of the name. So, yeah. It's the Countdown.
House of Dynamite is what I'm talking about.
Yeah, that one. Fire Dynamite.
That movie sucked because it just ended.
Right.
The ending was horrible.
What might happen? I don't know. The world could end or not.
So, all right. Maybe I'm wrong here. We spoiled the movie. Yeah. Maybe I'm wrong here. And Joe, please tell me if I'm wrong here. So they're. Mm-hmm. I got to be
also,
careful with this. Go ahead.
Chicago was the target.
That's like perfect. Part of me in the movie, not in real life, in the movie, wanted to see Chicago obliterated. Am I wrong for saying that?
I'm right here. Jake is right here. Joe is right here. I mean, I guess if the wind blows the right way, Joe might be okay.
I might be all right. So, Joe, I'm going to ruin the movie for you and for anybody else. Sorry. It is what it is. It's not a good movie. It's a waste of 2 hours. Because they build this whole thing up about a nuke going off in Chicago. And as the nuke is moments away from Chicago, the movie just ends. And you're like, whoa, like, are they going to shoot the nuke out? Are they going to blow the nuke up? Are they going to give me something? Nope. We never know what happens. I hated it. I despise the ending to that movie.
Dude, you're not Sopranos. Like, no. No, you can't be doing that. I'm thinking about right now all the people I know that are downtown Chicago. Can I endorse what you just said?
Big deal brands are on sale right now at Designer Shoe Warehouse. Save up to 25% on select styles from the brands on everyone's list, like Nike, Adidas, New Balance, Crocs, Reebok, and more. Because the only thing we love more than dropping a name is dropping a price. You don't want to miss this one. These brands are almost never on sale. So shop the DSW Holiday Name Drop Sale today at your DSW store or DSW.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
No. No, don't. No.
I can endorse it.
It was very clear in the movie I wanted to see it. Not in real life. Could I have prefaced that any better?
I'm in the movie. I'm in the movie right now. I'm in the movie.
In the movie. We just need a strong gust of wind to not blow northwest, which is where I am. So
they right. spend an hour and a half about this devastating. Wait,
Jake's downtown right now. Anyway, go on.
Well, I know. I thought about that.
They spend 90 minutes building up this catastrophic event. And at that point, I'd like to see it through. No.
You got to know.
I wonder if they had a plan going in, or they just got to a point where it's like, well, we can't go through with this. And we can't just be like, oh, it worked out. The nuke's gone, or it stopped, or whatever. So it's like, you know what? Let's just end it.
That's a waste of time.
Do not. It is. If you haven't seen it and it's on your list, do not watch it. It is a total waste of time.
All right, let's stay in the NFC North. Keep this thing moving here. The Packers are 6.5-point favorites, total 41 on the hook. There we go.
Get us back on track.
The Packers, a home favorite against J.J. McCarthy and the Minnesota Vikings. Sam, what do you think?
I have no reason to bet Minnesota because I bet Minnesota the last 2 weeks and took two L's. So naturally, Minnesota's going to cover or win this game outright. I don't trust either team, though, to be honest with you. And the total has taken the most money in the game. 43 on the open, 41 at Pinnacle right now. So we've seen some support. I like both defenses. And I've never really trusted Jordan Love. And we know McCarthy of the, let's say JJ McCarthy makes 30 throws in this game. How many of them are going to be on target? 7? 8? So I understand it. I can't do it. I want to go back to Minnesota so bad. Personal mission. Nah, I'm good. This one's a pass. Lean to the dog. But again, I had Minnesota against the Ravens, had them against the Bears. This would be 3 straight L's, and I'm just trying to cut bait at this point.
McCarthy has the lowest completion percentage in the league, 52.9%. Lowest completion percentage and the highest turnover-worthy play rate in the league. He should have the most turnovers. He has the lowest rate of completions. And you know what? You know what you got last week with Minnesota against the Bears? You had that Vikings defense on the field for 73 plays. And now you're going another division game, go on the road to Lambeau to face the Packers. I want to face the Packers. Here's the thing. You mentioned not trusting them. I'm right there with you. In their last 8 games, they're 1-7 against the spread. They're still getting respect in the betting market. Look, they're a 6.5-point favorite in a divisional game. And then you look at the injury report. Every receiver was limited yesterday for the Packers. Mm-hmm. Who's going to play? Golden, Dobbs, Watson, Wicks. Even Savion Williams was limited. Everybody. So who's going to be available in this one? You know Flores is going to send the heat. And here's what I think is a big check mark on the Green Bay side. Flores just has to blitz. It's in his nature. He's going to send bodies, right? Love is terrific against the blitz. But who's he throwing to? Who's available? And by the way, you have Kraft out for the year. Josh Jacobs, is he going to be ready? I don't know. We're going to find that out later today. Just with all of that in there, I can't take Green Bay. I want to take Green Bay. I just can't. I think they're going to win the game. So Moneyline Parlay, if you're looking for a leg, I don't mind putting the Packers as one of your 2 legs. But laying 6.5, no, I can't get there. I'm certainly not trusting. It is Packers or pass for me. That's where I'm at on that game. All right, we've got...
I can't be trusted. Yeah. I can't be trusted on Minnesota anymore. Don't listen to anything I say there.
Yep. I hear you. Saints Falcons, don't think we need a ton of time on this one. Kirk Cousins will be under center for Atlanta on the road, and you've got New Orleans coming off the bye. Tyler Shuck out there once again. Michael Penix out for the season. Drake London not playing in this game. Offensive lineman for the Falcons. There's a couple guys that are questionable. We can continue with this game on the other side. We're also going to get to Eagles, Cowboys, and Bucks, Rams. So keep it here. Joe Ostrowski, Sam Panionovich, also Kelly in Vegas will join us at the top of the hour with her favorite college football plays of the weekend. You've got Bet Sweats on a Friday. This is the BetMGM Network.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.